إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said, there is not for a man, for a person, other than what he works for. The famous, one of my favorite quotes is from Vince Lombardi. And Vince Lombardi was the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, the baseball team. And he is famous for some very pithy and very pointed quotes. And one of his quotes is, he said, winning is not everything. Winning is the only thing. And I think this is a very important thing to keep in mind. I also recall, I was teaching a course at the IIT Madras, and there was a guest lecture by Vijay Amritraj, the tennis player, Wimbledon tennis player. And he's a very amusing lecture, he's a very, very good speaker, and he said a couple of points, but what the important point which I want to mention here in connection with this, he said, we Indians don't win. We win nothing. We don't win any Olympic gold medals. We never get into the top in Wimbledon or anything. He said, we don't win because we learn from the British. And he said, the British, when they lose a match, they will come and the guy will shake your hand across the net and he will say, no problem, better luck next time, old chap. But he said, if he had learned from the Americans, he would not have done that, because the American will come back, come across, and he will shake your hand and he will say, you lost. Now that may sound crass, that may sound unkind, but that is the truth. You lost. Now no matter how many excuses you make, the reality is you lost. No matter how many good reasons you have, the reality is you lost. The first requirement, absolutely the number one requirement to find a solution, is to accept that you have a problem and that it is your problem. It is not somebody else's problem. This is the number one requirement. If you are not willing to accept that this is a problem and it is my problem, you will not find a solution till the day you die. You will keep on making excuses, none of which will take away the pain. Now, whether this applies to losing weight, whether this applies to whatever is happening in your marriage, whether it is applies to whatever is happening in your career. We are having the Leadership Excellence course just now, and some of these young chaps, I tell them, are you coming to the course? They say no. I said, why? They said, because the fees is too much. When I did my MBA from the IIM Ahmedabad, I didn't have a cent in my pocket, so I sold my car. That paid for only half the fees because it was an old car. I borrowed the rest of the money and I went to the course 1 month after I got married. I got married in March 1985. I started the course, started April 1985. 1 month. 1 month old wife. She went to her mother's place and I went to IIM Ahmedabad and I studied, and I had no money to come home in the breaks. So I spent alone in the college the holiday, and I studied. The issue of whether you benefit or not is whether you have money. No, no, no. You people who benefit are people who take the pain. Who take the pain. If you think you need a course, I'm not talking about the LEC. Come or don't come, makes no difference to me. I don't make any money out of it. But if you need the course, you don't have the money, you have a phone. Which costs more than the fees of the course, sell the phone. Sell the shirt on your back. All you need is an underwear to come there. Come wearing a lungi. Or don't even have the lungi. Come with the underwear, I'll give you the lungi. I say, seriously, we have to take our life seriously. You want to win, you have to take the pain. If there was another shortcut, I would have told you, because I would have done that before you. If there was a shortcut, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have done it. Why did he take the pain? Why did he have to go to Taif on his own? Why did he take all those stones and the beatings and the curses of the people of Taif? He could have sent somebody else. You could have simply sat and made dua. At least this is our aqeedah about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if we made dua, Allah would accept it. How come he didn't sit and make dua and say, Allah, too much trouble, who's going to go all the way there? They are also your people. Please give them hidayah. Send them here, I will talk to them. Why must I go all the way to Taif? He could have made all these duas. He did not do any of that. He went. If you want benefit, you have to take the pain. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that very clearly in the Quran. Today, we Muslims, we are great at talking about what is happening to these people and what is happening to those people and how the media is controlled by so and so and how AIPAC influences American lawmakers and so on and so on and so on. Nothing prevents you from doing what other people are doing. Absolutely nothing. Muslims can do what others are doing and do it better and do it more, provided they are willing to get off their sit-upons and do some work. There is no shortcut. As long as you're going to sit around and you're going to talk and go yak, 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 nothing will change. Whether it is in this country, that country, whether it is in your life, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your home. We want to have success, and we know that success comes from asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah and only Allah can give. And the best time to ask Allah is in tahajjud. But we don't get up for tahajjud. We want success, but we will not do what needs to be done. And then you have an excuse. Oh, you see, this happened and that happened and I slept late and my alarm day. Who cares? Who cares two hoots what happened? The fact is that you did not wake up for tahajjud. And today if you die, you will die without that tahajjud. Now imagine you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one last tahajjud you had the opportunity to pray and you could have made dua for your maghfirat and for everything, but you lost it because you missed that tahajjud and you died. I'm not saying you will go into Jahannam, but definitely if you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you the same reward that He gave to somebody who woke up for tahajjud to go fly a kite, He's not going to do that. Allah gave the opportunity to pray in the masjid 27 times the thawab. 27 times. And this is counting is for us, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah gives, He does not count and give. But you will not get out of your house. You will not get out of your bed. You pray. Alhamdulillah. I'm not saying you will go to Jahannam. No, of course you will not go to Jahannam. I'm not saying your salah is not accepted. Of course it is accepted, inshallah. May Allah accept it. But you will get the thawab of one salah. Make no mistake. Because the other fellow who went to the masjid, he and you cannot be equal. He took the trouble to go to the masjid. Allah is not going to give you 27 times the sawab for doing nothing and he made the effort. No. No way. So you get 27 times, alhamdulillah, the one who went to the masjid. And if you slept, if you prayed in your house, you get one sawab. Now, on the day of judgment, what is the value of one good deed? One good deed, what does one good deed mean on the day of judgment? It means the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. One single good deed. And you would have had another 26 to spare if you went to the inshallah. Eh? Think about that. The pain of discipline or the pain of regrets. These are the two pains that everyone has. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Prioritizing, making the effort, making the investment in yourself. Nobody is asking you to spend the money and give it to someone. No, your own self. Sadaqat you give is for yourself. Allah does not need it. Allah does not need it. Like I said yesterday in the Jummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said Allah gave wealth to some people and He gave needs to some people. And the people with the needs, He sends them to the people with the wealth. And if you don't give your wealth, then Allah will give you those needs. Allah will give you those needs. Effort has to be made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this dunya the place for effort. Effort has to be made, pain has to be taken if we want success. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him and enable us to do things and take the pain, understanding that it's for ourselves. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.